A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. Are you striving for something at work? Maybe a promotion or a leave of absence, or maybe a leadership opportunity, but you're not sure how to make it happen? You may need to head down the path of self-advocacy. And today, I'm here to share my tips for being your own best advocate at work. A client of mine, Jessie, was recently promoted into a big job. Ginormous, actually, as she herself describes it. She's excited, committed, you know, all the things. But she's anxious that she doesn't have all the tools and resources that she needs to be effective. "Have you asked for what you need to be successful?" I asked her. She literally LOL'd. "That would sound like an admission that I'm not ready for or capable of nailing this job," she said. So I told her it's time to talk about self-advocacy. So we did. We covered the what, why, and how of being your own best advocate in a few simple steps that I'm going to share with you today. Because maybe there's something you want, a promotion, a spot at a conference, a leave of absence, a speaking opportunity, whatever it is, let's talk about how you can be your own best advocate. What is self-advocacy? For me, it's the simple act of knowing what you need or want, why you need or want it, and then taking proactive steps in service of making it happen. And why is it important? In short, because the world can't read your mind and it doesn't share your interior knowledge, your feelings, your instincts, or experiences. So when a new client calls me and asks if I can design a custom program and deliver it next week, I have to remember that client isn't thoughtless or inconsiderate. They just don't know what it takes to design a custom program. And I need to educate them, articulate a need for more time through self-advocacy. So how do you self-advocate? It starts with knowing your what and why. Jessie was horrified by the prospect of asking for resources because she thought it would make her seem unqualified for the job. But really, it's a question of basic math. In her new role, Jessie was tasked with meeting some really big objectives, and she simply didn't have enough people, tools, or access to deliver. By being clear and specific, "I need a communications person, a partnerships leader, access to XYZ platform, and a dashboard with ABC metrics to track our progress," she was able to seem in control and command. Further, by being able to articulate a clear why, like, "Without these resources, I won't be able to produce the campaigns to achieve the 10% growth our leadership team is expecting," she's communicating that she's not asking out of fear, but clarity on what's required to get the job done. So what's something you're hoping to make happen? Are you looking for an opportunity to lead a project? Get really specific. What are the skills you want to build, the experiences you want to deliver, and why should your company choose you? What's the risk of them going with someone else? Great self-advocacy begins with clear rationality, not emotion. Next, get your mindset ready. Knowing your what and why will put you on the right path. Being ready to verbalize it with stakeholders, though, that can be scary. You've got to be in the right mindset for your advocacy to land. Remember, you've got math and reason behind you. Think of your self-advocacy not as an ask on your behalf, but as an opportunity for your organization to make a great decision. Jessie had to shift her mindset from, I'm asking the company to spend money on me, to, I understand what it will take to achieve success, and I'm giving the company the opportunity to make it happen. So what mindset shift do you need to make before you start heading down advocacy lane? Do you want to be considered for a promotion? Don't apologize. You're not asking for a favor. You're offering the company your expertise and your drive to succeed. They can say yes or they can say no, but make sure that you ready yourself to make a case for why you're just the asset they need. Next, recruit your champions. You're ready. You've got this, but you don't need to go it alone. It takes a village, as they say. So build yourself a village of mentors, sponsors, coaches, experts, and whoever you need to support your cause. Jessie's village consisted of the following. She had experts, people in other companies in similar roles who were willing to share their own resourcing plans, which matched Jessie's ask. She had sponsors, business leaders who had previously worked with her, who trusted her analysis and supported her decision to provide the resources requested. And finally, she had a mentor, someone who knew the organization and her stakeholders well, and was willing to advise her on how best to connect with and persuade them. You win points for making big things happen. There are no extra points awarded for doing it alone. So who's in a position to support your cause? Who will speak on your behalf when you're ready to go for the promotion? Who can coach you through the interview process? Who will be willing to give you that stretch opportunity that will demonstrate your readiness for this challenge? And finally, build stamina before you hit go. Self-advocacy is rarely a one-and-done act. Likely, you'll need to start the conversation and be patient and persistent over time. When Jessie had her first resourcing conversation with her leader, the outcome was not, you got it, Jessie, here's a blank check. Would have been nice, but not so realistic. Her first conversation opened a door. It got her leader thinking, and it motivated him to do some research of his own. Research which has triggered additional questions he's posed to her, leaving her to do some of her own additional research. It's a process, so be ready for a marathon and not a sprint. Maybe you've decided you're ready for that promotion, but it may take time to convince others of the same. So pace yourself. Consider all the key stakeholders and choose a starting place. All you need to do is open a door. Any conversation that doesn't end in a no is a victory. So just get started and have patience with the process. Now it's your turn. What's the thing you're determined to make happen in the coming months? Start with your what and why and see where these steps take you. Thanks so much for listening this week. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check out my business at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Have a question I can answer? Shoot me an email at modernmentor@quickanddirtytips.com or leave me a voicemail at 201-632-5656. Thanks again so much for listening and have a successful week.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.